This is the Gospel Way with the Fairfield Church of Christ.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Hi. I'm Jody Davis, and it's really nice to have you with us for a few minutes so we can turn to the Word of God and look at it. I have a question. Is your head in the clouds? And I guess I'm asking myself that question too. Is my head in the clouds? And when we look at the meaning of that, the way it's used today, that might really sound like a funny question. Let me read to you some of the meanings of that phrase. Daydreaming or absent-minded, being unaware of what is going on, not being actively aware of your present situation, thinking in an illogical or delusional manner. Now, if somebody were to say, I have my head in the clouds, it doesn't sound like it would be It really wouldn't be a compliment. It would be derogatory. It really wouldn't be a nice thing to say, would it? But I want to suggest to you that that's exactly where our head needs to be. Our heads need to be in the clouds. And let me explain. And after I read this verse, well, you'll probably understand where I'm coming from. But when we turn to Acts, the first chapter, verses 9 through 11, we have our Lord's apostles watching him ascend into heaven. Let me just read it, starting with verse 9 in Acts 1. Now, when he had spoken these things, that being our Lord, while they watched the apostles, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Lord is going to come in the clouds, and you probably already see why I am saying it's a good thing to have our head there, to have our minds there, to have our thoughts there. When we turn to Revelation, the first chapter, in verse 7, we have the Apostle John, and we read this, Revelation 1:7, Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen, the Apostle John writes. And he's just reiterating this fact. He's just repeating this simple fact of the New Testament of Christ. That he's coming in the clouds. And now, let's take a look at that last day, when our Lord returns. And we'll go to 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, and let's read verses 16 through 17. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, writing to them, For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in, here it is, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. That last day, just as the apostles were told in Acts, the first chapter, our Lord would return this way. Just as the apostle John told us in Revelation 1:7, the apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, telling us of that last day, tells us of us meeting them, the saints that have passed on, and our Lord together in the clouds. And not only that, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. This is the day that breaks into eternity for forever upon forever, for time without end, for the faithful with God in Christ. But this is why we need to have our head in the clouds. We'll turn just to the next book in the Bible, to 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter. And we're just going to look at verses 7 through 10. And again, it's that last day, the hour, when our Lord returns, when everything is going to be destroyed of a material essence. The world, the universe, the earth, down to the most elemental form. As the dawn of eternity breaks in that hour and that day. But in 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 10, we have another picture of that day. And it is very clear in this picture why our head, so to speak, needs to be in the clouds, why our thoughts need to be in the clouds. 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter, verse 7, starting. The Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Okay, it's that last day. In flaming fire. And now, pay attention to this. Taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In that day, there will be vengeance on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the only way that we can know God today, is through Christ, through the gospel, which he shed his blood for on the cross, for the remission of sins of all mankind. If but only we go to that gospel, to his word, on his terms. In verse 9, those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, these shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, a total removal for all eternity into darkness, away from everything and anything that might even be remotely labeled as good. When he comes in that day, and now the other side of the coin, so to speak, to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe. That is the people of God. That is those who have obeyed the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and who know God. To be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. It's necessary to go to that gospel, to go to the words of Christ. It's necessary to obey them. It's necessary to believe. It's necessary to confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God publicly. It's necessary to repent, to turn from the world to God in Christ with sorrow for our sins. It's necessary to be baptized into him for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38, to have our sins washed away, calling upon the name of the Lord, Acts 22:16, to be saved, Mark 16:16. Won't you come and explore the pure Word of God without the finger of man, without the confusion of people saying what they think or what they want to believe, but simply what God wants us to do? Won't you come and study with us and have that confidence of looking to the truth, obeying the truth, and knowing the truth and living the truth. Won't you join us at the Fairfield Church of Christ in going to that word? Join us in that cause. It is our utmost concern to worship our Lord as closely as possible to the way the church in the New Testament did. We follow the precious, inspired words in the New Testament of Christ to be saved, to live, and conduct our services. It is our cause, the cause of Christ. We do not use manuals, rule books, or any other man-made guidelines or rules. The additions, deletions, and twisting of man, well, we reject those. We do not report to a corporate headquarters, nor are we bound by councils of men or votes that are held at distant conventions. We are bound by and beholden to the Word of God, and only the Word of God, that precious New Testament of Christ handed down to us. And the head of the church, the authority of the church, well, Christ is the head of the church, His body. Won't you come join us in our simple plea for everyone to return to the pure Word of God? Just the Bible for just Christians. We meet on Sundays for Bible study at 9:30 in the morning and then for worship at 10:30 in the morning. And also on Sunday, we have a 6 o'clock p.m. worship. On Wednesdays, we meet at 6 o'clock p.m. for a Bible study. If you would like to study the Bible, that pure Word of God, with a correspondence course by mail or in person at your home or our building, don't hesitate to contact us by, well, you can contact us by email at fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. That's one word, fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. Or you can call us any time of night or day at 618-847-7202. Until next time, Lord willing, this has been the Fairfield Church of Christ with the Gospel Way.
When we walk with